Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to share something with you this morning that I believe that will empower you to understand how to bring greater value to your life. I really believe, and I'm cognizant that many people are spending time in things that devalues their life. And what we have to understand is if you're not feeding yourself the right information, the right consecration, the right information that will give you the leverage to go beyond the normative stages of humanity. And what I mean by that is, listen, you're either a consumer or you're a creator. And I want to be more of a creator than a consumer. But I can't create what I don't have, what I can't discern. And one of the things is based on how you feed yourself will determine if you're just consuming or you're creating. As a believer, you're not called to just to be a consumer, you're called to be a creator. As a man, you're not called to be a consumer, you're called to be a creator. And if you're not feeding yourself correctly, you're not allowing yourself the leverage to understand the true value of who you are. So, what are you feeding yourself? What are you feeding yourself on a day-to-day basis? How are you feeding yourself? And I'm not talking about natural food. I'm talking about spiritual food. I'm talking about life. Are you feeding yourself life? It brought me to Galatians 5. Let me read this real quick. What is it? Galatians 5:17, I think. Yeah, Galatians 5:17. Watch this. Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Which means whatever you're feeding, whether it's the flesh or the spirit, it's telling you that it's lusting against one another. So every time I wake up, when I wake up in the morning, my flesh telling me, hey, you know, the phone going off, the calls, you got emails, you got texts, you got Facebook, you got YouTube, you got all these tubes. And I can click on one of them and get distracted and find myself feeding myself in social media. But I decide and discipline myself and understand, wait, if I feed myself this devaluing information, and I'm come on, let's be honest. You'll get stuck in social media. You'll be there. You think you're going to just click real quick and you'll be there for 5, 10, 15 minutes, hours. And you're like, how in the world that I was looking at this for so long? But what you don't understand is you're devaluing the reality of who you are because you're spending greater capacities of time feeding your flesh. And you didn't allow yourself to discipline yourself to pick up the word of God, put on the word of God. I would say put it on. There's audio that you can put on. You can listen to while you're doing whatever. Meditating on the word of God, praying, feeding yourself the word of God that gives you life and then activates your value of the reality of who you are. You cannot activate your value of the reality of who you are if you're not feeding who you are. If you're not feeding yourself with the life of Christ. So the value of who you're becoming is what you're feeding on. The value of who you're becoming is, it shows the outcome of who you become is showed what were you feeding on. And God is trying to help us to understand mighty men of valor, mighty men of valor, that you cannot feed yourself. That's why David got caught up. He was supposed to have been warring. He was supposed to have been working, but he got comfortable. And then he started to access and feed on something. And then lust took him, took over him. So you have to understand the reason why we're distracted is because we're not feeding properly. And when you feed properly, you can learn how to live out the creative value of who you were created for. Most are living below the grace level. Come on, most of us are living below the grace level, and we're living below what we are called to be and become because we're not feeding when I if I'm consistently feeding what the news say and what people say and what Facebook say and the videos that I watch and all this stuff, and I'm consistently feeding myself on that stuff, when am I going to ever learn what was I who I'm supposed to be? When am I ever going to learn what was I supposed to be, a decisive thought leader, and change some stuff, create some stuff, to be the answer to the issues that are taking control of the narrative? God has called you to be a decisive thought leader beyond the normative stages of humanity, which means you are the answer. The reason why the world don't have the answer, because the church haven't woke up yet. God is calling people to wake up. Come on, don't just live for your job. Don't just live for because you got the bills paid this week. Come on, wake up and learn to feed yourself the Word of God. Learn to feed yourself the life of God. Learn to feed yourself the mind with and put on the mind of God, so you can be a decisive thought leader and be clear about your purpose, about your destiny, about adding value to the world. Adding value, but you can't add value to the world if you can't add value to yourself. And you're not adding value if you're feeding yourself, feeding your flesh greater than the spirit. It just told you that. The flesh war against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, which means the flesh don't want to do what the spirit want to do, and the spirit don't want to do what the flesh want to do. So they both fighting. The one side of you is like, I need to pray, I need to do the right thing. And the other side of you is like, no, I don't feel like doing that. I just want to chill. I want to rest, and I want to devalue myself. It won't tell you it's devaluing. It's that shiny thing that says, hey, this is interesting, why don't you just check this out? So don't just be a consumer. But if you don't discipline yourself, you'll always be just a consumer, consuming stuff, consuming information rather than creating. So as a man of valor, as a mighty man, as a man over your home, as a developing man, you have to understand, as a foundation, as what God is calling you to be, I want you to feed your spirit man. Feed your spirit man. And when you feed your spirit man, you won't be so occupied to sustain and feed your flesh. The Bible says, walk by the spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So I pray that you understand what I'm saying this morning, and I pray that this is encouraging, empowering, and equipping you to become all that you're called to be. Men, remember, you'll know the truth and it will make you free. God bless you. I love you, and we'll talk soon.